Aidan, had time to reflect on the county final, the hurling final. You didn't make it, but I suppose a couple of weeks down the track, you can realise what an achievement it was to get to the final.
I suppose just on a day, it probably didn't work out for us, and all these things happened. In fairness to Kerry Tool, they took their chances, and they probably deserved it on the day. At the start of the year, we probably never thought we'd get to the county final, being students and being probably never really trained together and stuff. It was a great achievement for us, and probably me being from Dahlo, I never thought I'd get to a county final in senior hurling, because probably hurling isn't very, very big down in Dahlo. But I know it was a great experience, and hopefully down the road we might get there again.
Yeah, and of course UCC playing the football final on Sunday, so College of GAA is very strong at Cork at the moment.
That is, yeah, she's very strong, and it's good to see. I think it's great to see College is doing well, because they're the young fellas coming up, and that's what it's all about, the young talent coming up, and George just shows well that there's good talent in Cork. And I suppose when you look at colleges, they'd say that students, they're a bit, I suppose they won't be as tough as the club teams, the more experienced fellas, but George shows well that young fellas are to stand up for themselves, and just being able to play a senior hurling championship in Cork.
You've been training with the international rules squad. How's that going for you?
Very good. It's a great experience. It's great meeting fellas from other counties, and it's kind of a different game, but I know it's very enjoyable now, and just looking forward to the trip. It should be a good experience, and it's always nice to go. I was never in Australia before, so there'll be something nice as well. So I'm just looking forward to it, and just trying to make the most of all the trainings and stuff.
Yeah. Have you adapted okay to the game? Different type of game?
Getting used to it. I suppose the rules are a bit different to the first time I played it. I couldn't get used to it, or it was fairly poor at it. But after getting used to it now, and I'm enjoying it, and just looking forward to now.
Now to talk about the physicality of the game, that it's different to Gaelic football that way. Have you found that?
Yeah, I suppose tackling is a big thing in it, and I suppose just getting used to it, but if you move the ball fast, you don't get tackled, so that's what we're trying to do, is don't haul in the ball too much.
A lot of talk about Stephen Cluxton, that he's media shy in this. Have you had much dealings with him up there in the training sessions?
He's a very nice fellow. My first time really ever talking to him. He's the captain of this year, and he's a great, he's a very good talker, and he talks to everyone in the team.
Is he really a good talker?
He is, no fairness. He's just not fond of the press and all that, but I know behind the scenes he's very good, and it's great to play with fellas like him that have been there for so many years, and just to learn off him.
We spoke about the physicality, and of course Kieran Donaghy and Stephen McDonnell, you've got guys, tough guys that in the team, so you certainly won't be afraid of the Australians.
I know, they've played, I know, for a good few years. I'd say this is their third or fourth test or series, so it was good to have experience like that. And for me, this may be my first time on it, I'd be looking up to them, and watch what they do, and asking them what should I be looking to do and all that. So I know it's very good to have fellas like that there.
Yeah, nice to have Cork fella like Cadigan is going with you as well, so nice to have a familiar accent as well there.
Definitely, yeah. Probably when you're going up there, you're a bit shy, you wouldn't know the rest of the lads, but I know it's nice to have Cadigan there now as well, and we're just both looking forward to it.
And are you bonding together? What's the camaraderie like between, people that play against each other? Have you got together now and for Ireland in this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Jesus, it's good crack up in training. I suppose on match day, if you're playing against the fella, it's whatever happens in the 70 minutes. But after that, then everyone's kind of, we're all friends, and we all talk with each other. And that's the stress it's all about, really. It's just very enjoyable. All the lads are great crack, and it should be a good trip and a good series, and I'll be able to win it out there.
The Australians have been known to play, I suppose, close to the rules, I suppose, if that's one way of putting it. Are you up for that physical test, and up for that maybe some bit of rule bending on the Australian side at some point?
Yeah, we've been working hard over the last few weeks, and I suppose they came over last year and they beat us over here, so we'll be looking to win it back, and that's the main objective, is trying to win it back, and we'll work fierce hard and do everything we can to try and win it back. Red.